This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Cape Cod.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thank you, Patrick. I have hopefully a quick one here. I have a large rhododendron that kind of does some screening between my neighbor and I. It's about maybe 10 feet tall, 15 feet long. And began last fall, it began to kind of die back some of the undergrowth. The leaves would turn brown and curl up. I think some of the stems seemed to kind of brittle up and die off. And just a little bit worried about it, why it's kind of dying off a little bit. The top of it seems to be healthy, but there's just various areas that seem to be dying. The floor under it is ivy, and I just wanted to find out if there is a disease or if there's anything I could do to fertilize it, or just what you thought on trying to turn it around, prune it back, or why part of it could be dying.
Okay. So, the first thing that comes to mind is it could be winter damage. Right, and it could be from the fact that there wasn't a ton of snow cover. And I know Cape doesn't necessarily always get a ton of snow cover, but it also, we didn't have a lot of the, we just didn't have a lot of the winter type weather. We had a couple days randomly where it was really cold, and that was really it. So we didn't really have a winter. And so you're probably wondering why I would call it winter damage if we didn't really have a winter. Well, the thing about winter is it's the snow and all that type of cover is there to actually insulate the plant to the point where it doesn't have that freeze-thaw effect. It doesn't have... So it's constantly the same temperatures. Now, the problem with not having any of that is the root system can freeze one day, thaw the next day, wake up a little bit for a couple days, then go back to being frozen. And so the plant is being shocked during the winter months because it doesn't know what time of year it is. And based on some of the temperatures fluctuating, it could think it's early spring and start to develop. And then each time it does that, when the cold hits it, the plant becomes weaker, causing some leaves to do what you're describing here. So personally, with it being on the undersides and not on the top, I wouldn't be as worried. I'd feel confident that it's just more like, you know, winter damage. So
okay,
I would look at using the holly tones.
Should I turn it back? Should I leave it alone?
So a couple things here. So I would first start by fertilizing it with holly tone. Okay. You're going to see those effects not right away. You'll see it in the next, you know, 3-4 weeks. You'll start to see the plant thriving some more. The dead leaves you can remove. Anything that started to turn yellow, they're not going to come back. They're not going to re-green up unless it was a iron deficiency. And I'm not seeing that based on what you're telling me. So the yellow leaves can be removed. Any of the damaged branching, where if you scratch the bark, there's green underneath it, you'll be able to see if it's green underneath, that means it's okay. It just has some outer damage. If it's brown or, you know, gray or one of those, you need to find where below it, where it's green again. And you're going to find usually there's like a line that you can see the brown versus green. It's a discoloration on the outer bark that it's almost like you can see. It's like when oil and water separate. You can kind of see the two different, right?
Okay.
It would be the same thing. And then you're going to want to cut about an inch below that. And now if an inch is right below two branches or two leaves, I want you to cut right above where the branches would come out or where the leaves would come out, because we don't want to cut right below leaves, because what it'll do is it'll leave like a 2-4-6 inch gap between the top and where the leaves are. We want to cut like right above a leaf junction, if possible. Okay.
Okay.
But it, you know, cleaning it up is definitely going to work on it. The center on the inside is going to inevitably have, you know, some more yellowing to it, especially if it's in an area where the top is so full. The inside could thin out a little bit. It's its way of getting rid of some of the old leaves as well in the spring. It's kind of like if you look at a pine tree in the fall. In the fall, it has all those brown needles on the inside. It's kind of the same thing with some of these evergreens. They need to get rid of some of the old leaves to start new ones, but they don't drop everything at once.
Okay. And the ivy on the fourth floor, should I rip all that out or leave it?
You can leave it. It's not going to pull too much away from the plant, like the fertilizer, all those types of things. I would look at, you know, if it was climbing up the tree, or not the tree, the bush, then I would start to remove it. But if it's underneath it, it's not, like, it's a top feeder, the ivy is. It doesn't have really deep root system. Whereas if it's around the tree, it could start pulling from it, like around the trunk or the branching. But if it's on the ground, you should be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. So I'll fertilize with holly tone, find the dead branches, clean it up, and see where we're at by the fall.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right, Mark. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good season.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in South Carolina.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick, I have transplanted some irises and some daffodils this past week. Should I cut the old plant back, the stalks, after I replant them? Because a lot of them are dying off, and I realize they're going to do that. And they haven't bloomed this year because most of them I transplanted. But even the ones that were already here and established haven't bloomed yet.
Okay.
And I did not move any of them. But I just need to know, do I need to cut off all the top parts and just leave the bulbs in the ground?
All right, and you were saying it's an iris? I think I misheard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, irises and daffodils.
Okay. So both have not fertilized at all, not bloomed at all in the past couple.
Now, the daffodils did bloom, but okay. they're finished. The
Perfect.
Irises have not bloomed yet.
All right. So the daffodils, if the leaves are starting to turn yellow,
mm-hmm.
or like they're dying back, those can be cut back, right?
Okay.
Those can definitely be cut back. Down to the ground, because what we want to happen with the daffodils, so they'll come back, is the energy from the plant is being removed from the leaves, everything, and fading back into the bulb. So you should be okay to do it. Whereas if it was still green and thriving, I would say don't do it yet. So if it's starting to turn yellow and dying back, that's when you can cut it back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the iris, none of them have really have been blooming for you. Now, have you fertilized at all?
No.
Okay. So I want you to hang tight for me because I'm going to hit a break, and I want to go over a few things that we want to do to try and push some of the growth for this year and going forward instead of just cutting them back and starting fresh. So hang tight with me.
Okay.
Everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Betty is on the line with us. She has some irises that just haven't bloomed and looking what to do. Does she need to cut them? No, what do we need to do here? A couple of questions I have for you, and I started, have you fertilized? And I believe you said you haven't, right?
Well, I have. What's the water that people drink?
It's something with like. I get what you're saying. So you've done something, but what we're looking to do is we're looking to put something like a balanced, like you could use like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 would be fine. 5-10-5 is probably your best bet to do.
Okay.
And what it's going to do is it's going to help boost everything, give it something. Okay. And so the iris, you're going to use about a half a cup per plant before it is supposed to bloom. So I know it hasn't really bloomed. So before it's supposed to bloom, which for you would be right around now. So you want to fertilize it now and then. Once it's done its bloom process, which is usually in that area 4 to 6 weeks, maybe a little bit more depending upon, then you would fertilize it again. You want to make sure you put it on the soil and you don't put it, you put it around it on the soil and not on the plant, right? If you were looking to do something where, we want to just say, let's use something like a super phosphate, which would be a 0450. You could do that right now as well. And that might not necessarily push the blossoms for this year, but it could help for next year as well.
Okay.
And what it's doing is it's growing deeper root system for you. It's getting more fertilizer of where it needs all over, so that would be helpful. Now, you said you moved some and put some in the area and those haven't bloomed. How long have those been in the ground?
Well, I dug. They have been in the ground, you know, at my sister's for years. But she's got so many, and they're so, you know, impacted. So I just dug some up from there, brought them home, and replanted them.
Would you say you did it last year?
No, just last week.
Okay. So those might not bloom this year just because of transplant shock and it's getting used to the area. So just remember that aspect.
Okay.
But I think the other one, and what could have happened because, as you described, there's so many, the iris needs some space to bloom. So that could be part of what's going on and why those weren't completely blooming as much. So spacing out that you've done is going to help remedy some of that non-flowering. So it could benefit you by doing that.
Okay.
So, you know, the other thing is, are they in full sun? Are they in part sun?
Full sun.
Okay, perfect. Because that's what they want. They want to have that full sun there so it will help produce the flowers. So I think it's the fertilization that's going to help you. So I would look at using a super phosphate to build up the root system and then build up the shoots and into a better blossoms long term. So I think something like that's going to help you to get them to bloom.
Okay. Club soda is the thing that I couldn't think of that I put on them.
So, you know, that...
You know, you're talking about, you know, a couple bottles of club soda versus, you know, the yard.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this season, putting something like a, you know, a heavy phosphorus, which is that middle number, is going to do the difference, make the difference for you this season.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA News Update. A man in Cleveland, Texas, accused of shooting and killing five of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old and 15-year-old, after they asked him to stop firing his rifle outdoors because their baby was trying to sleep. The FBI has joined the manhunt for Francisco Oropeza. They are also using tracking dogs and overhead drones. At least 14 people have been hospitalized after a roof collapsed near Ohio State University in Columbus, but it didn't collapse on people, it collapsed under them. Between 15 and 45 people, mostly students, were standing on the roof when they heard a crack and that roof collapsed. All 14 injured are in stable condition. Horse racing fans gearing up for the Kentucky Derby this coming weekend. The 149th run for the Roses goes off Saturday at Churchill Downs. As of now, Forte is the favorite. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Duxbury.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
So I have some rose bushes that are you know, old. You know, they've been around for 10 or 12 years. And this year I cut them back about a month ago, pruned them back. And I thought I killed them until I see some, I've got some green, stuff coming out of, in each one of them. I see some green growth and actually some flowers and, some buds in a couple of them. But there's a lot of dead, just dead wood there. And I don't know how much more to cut it back. I'd probably cut it back by half, so it's about 4 feet high.
Okay.
And so then I have another one that's sort of like a long creeping rose bush. I cut that back, but that one did fine. That one's going crazy.
Yeah, so the thing about it is if it's dead wood, you can cut that all the way back to the ground if it's dead. The dead aspect of it is not going to come back, and all it's going to do is force the plant to try and figure out what's going on and try to fix it by sending its energy to that area versus the area where the blooms are, etc. So you can cut that dead growth all the way back. If you wanted to, you could do it today, maybe if it wasn't raining, but you get the idea. It's not something that you have to wait on. When it comes to any of our plants, dead growth is never beneficial and it can be cut at any time.
Okay.
So on any of your plants, if it's dead, cut it back. Because it's not going to help the plant. It's only going to hurt it long term. What I would look for you to do, because you have some of that dead growth, right? I'd look for you to fertilize at some point soon. Something along the lines of like a rose tone. Because it's starting to pop up in other areas and work well. But if we don't do anything, it's not going to try to come back to those other areas and build up that way. So we want to make sure it is fertilized and taken care of. So definitely something to look at doing.
Yeah, I got nervous because it looked like the whole thing was dead. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I see green stems coming out in different places. And I got nervous cutting it any further back because I don't know whether I'm cutting stuff that's waiting to turn or not.
Completely understandable. So one real quick rule with that to just help yourself kind of realize if it is dead underneath or not is to look and see if there's green growth underneath on those branching.
Okay.
So on where the brown is, just scratch the bark with a fingernail and see if it is brown or green underneath. If it's brown, that means it's dead. If it's green, that means you're good to go and we're just playing kind of a waiting game to see where the plant is at.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's all. Yep. Thank you very much.
Awesome, Neil. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Nathan, who's up next?
Peggy's in Barnstable.
Peggy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. Good morning. I went to a flower show about 5 or 6 years ago, and I came home with a little dogwood sapling, and I planted it. It's about 5 feet tall. It's been in the ground for about 5 or 6 years, and I'm getting no flowers. And I'm calling to see if you could help me with getting it to bloom.
Okay, and what type of dogwood was it? You remember?
I think it's I'm not sure. It was like a free giveaway from Bartlett Trees, and they just said it was a dogwood.
Okay. So is it a bush form or is it like a tree form?
Tree.
Okay. So that I just want to make sure because the bush form might never blossom for you because a lot of them are just for their foliage. So that's why I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
So the tree form. So some of the trees, honestly, could take up to 7 years before they bloom.
Okay.
Right. So you're on year 5, 6 of it being in the ground.
Yeah.
That being said, what I would look for you to do this year, and it's not going to, might not necessarily do a lot for it this year, but it could be for next year as well, is I'd look for you to fertilize this with a super phosphate. Okay?
Okay.
Because what's going to do is it's going to help the root system, and it's also going to help the blossoms long-term for the plant to hold longer and to build and get more proficient on it.
Okay.
So that super phosphate's going to go in the drip line. So however wide the plant is, in that drip line is where you're going to put the fertilizer. But how wide would you say that tree is at this point?
Probably about 3 feet across.
Okay, so you're gonna use about 2 teaspoons, so that would be a tablespoon of this. Maybe a little bit more around the base of it. A little bit goes a long way with this. I don't want you to look at it and be like, oh, that's not much. I need to use more. That's not the case when it comes to it because the phosphorus levels are so high, you don't want to put too much down.
Okay.
So basically, the numbers on there represent a percentage. So it's a 0-45-0. So 45% of the phosphorus is going into the plant that it would need right away.
Okay.
So if we doubled it, right, that's 90%. Mm-hmm. You don't want that all at once. You could end up with some damage. So that's why I want you to look at that.
Okay.
The other thing you can do in about 6 weeks, I want you to fertilize with Holytone. You do it probably in about 4 to 6 weeks. So dogwoods will take more acidic soil, so you could use the Holytone. And that one you're going to need more fertilizer to use.
Okay.
It's not as powerful. I think it's like a 4-3-4 fertilizer. And so you're not putting a lot down, but it's enough to give it a boost. This superphosphate is something separate that we're doing for the plant. So
okay, so just do that once and then just continue with the Holytone. Okay,
so six great. Weeks from now, you would use the Holytone. Mm-hmm. And this is based off of the trunk diameter. So however thick the trunk is, you get the diameter of that, and that's going to determine how much you're going to use. So if it's okay. 1 inch thick, you're going to use 1 pound of Holytone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so base it off of that. It'll say that on the back of the bag as well, and just follow it to a T, because they spend lots of time figuring it all out. And if you put too much, it can be too much. But follow it. So for the trees, what you're going to do is on the drip line, so back to however wide it is, you're going to add about 3 or 4 holes that are about 3 inches wide and are about 12 inches deep. It's hard to get sometimes, so basically what you'd want to do is maybe take, like, a shovel, go out to a width, push down on it, and if you start to feel something that's hard underneath it that you know is not a rock, that's more of a root, don't push down to try and cut it. Kind of move over a little bit so you can get the fertilizer down, because we want to put that lower into the root system so it'll feed at the deeper areas. And then once you've put it in there, cover the holes up, and then water everything thoroughly, and it'll do really well for you.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Great. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
No problem. You have a great one, Peggy.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Yep, sorry about that.
That's
it's Mike in Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a skip laurel, and I was told that those things do very well in the shade, dense shade. But I noticed I planted it 3 years ago, and with the last couple of years, black has been on the tips of the branches, at the branches, and then brown on the leaves, and then the stem went dead, which I had to get rid of and cut out. And I was wondering, is that some sort of disease that's affecting that shrub?
So it's all on the tips, and then it goes backwards?
Yep. And it works its way down to the point that the leaves turn brown, and eventually I have to cut this the branch that leads to them, which is dead.
Okay, and you're seeing it usually around now?
During the summertime.
The thing is that
it's not in the front, only on the back side, which is more shade that never sees sun, but the front does see sun at the latter part of the day.
Okay, and you're not seeing any on those leaves, you're not seeing any holes or any, I'll call it like skeletonizing, but it's like where the leaf on the inside loses all its color, and you can see like the veins of the leaf.
I have seen some holes.
Okay.
I don't know what it is or how to treat it.
Okay, so a couple things here. I'm trying to get to see if there's any other problems. So that's the number of questions that I have for you. Why? When was the last time you fertilized?
Last year, Holytone around the drip edge.
Perfect. All right, so it does like the acidic soil, so it is fine. It doesn't need heavy fertilizer, so you're using the right product. So I would use it this.
Could overwatering have been a problem?
Overwatering could, and underwatering. So how are you watering the skip laurel?
Well, the thing was, is as you know, last year we went through some terrible dry periods, so I was concerned about, when I saw the brown, I was, you know how you assume things, and it's usually wrong.
Yeah.
I thought that it needed water, and then I was told later by a nursery that, hey, you can overwater those things and create the same problem.
So you could, but to be honest, in the majority of plants, overwatering is not usually the cause. It's more likely to be a underwatering situation. Like, how often were you watering?
Once a week, maybe twice.
Yeah, you didn't overwater it by any means.
And by the way, I went on the leaves. I went on the leaves instead of... I did both, actually. I watered from the top and let the water percolate over the leaves and then down into the soil. I don't know if that was a mistake or not, too.
So I personally wouldn't do that. Here's the reason, right? Water sits on top of the leaves. Then we get a sunny day, and it's hot out, and it's humid. The water sits on those leaves and can cause some of those to turn brown. I don't think that's the reason why it happened for you, honestly. I think the drought has an issue. I think the watering needs to be a little bit more, and I want to go over that a little bit because the way to water on these is super important. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we will get that answer for you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Mike in regards to a skip laurel. So a couple things. We're talking about watering towards the end here. Going forward, what I'd like to see you do is water from the base of the plant. And how I want you to water is actually leaving the hose on a trickle on each one of the plants for about a half hour. And what's going to happen there is that water is going to go to the base and go deeper into the root system for you versus on the top of the leaves slowly dissipating, going to the soil, because the sun affects it and can actually take some of that out of the air, not getting enough water to the plants themselves. All of that being said you've had the plants there for a couple of years. It wouldn't... Yes. A couple of years ago, we didn't have a drought. So it's not necessarily a drought thing. Here, I don't think it's completely that. I think part of it is the back part gets more shade, even though it's a shade tolerant. And what it's doing is it will hold moisture there, even if it, you know, light rains or the moisture and the humidity in the air, it's shady. Water stays, it doesn't dissipate from that area and can cause that to happen and slowly die back. Sometimes what to do is to thin it out just a little bit on the back and realize that it's not going to be as much for it. The other thing would just be fertilizing it. Like we said, you could use Holytone for it and definitely take care of it that way. You know,
what's the best time of the year to put Holytone down? In May
right now.
Or April?
Right now. Today, tomorrow, it's definitely worth it. And then I want you to do it at half the rate in the fall. Okay? Because that's going to help it get through the winter and get better. I think some of this is winter damage showing up later in the season because it can look great and then all of a sudden just start to die back, and that causes that winter damage. It could be fungus, but some of the little holes that you might see in it, maybe it would be worth spraying with like a Captain Jack's spray if you see anything. But if you're only seeing little holes and minimal holes, not necessarily being attacked by an insect. So I don't think that's the case. I think it has a little bit to do with winter damage, drought, and the way of watering. So always water from the base of the plant as well.
Okay. In regards to shade, I had a boxwood, yeah. a small boxwood in the shade. I was told that that could tolerate shade. It didn't work. 2 years gone.
Yeah.
My question is, what would be of that nature that I could put in the shade?
You would want evergreen?
Yeah, I want evergreen.
So I would look at using something along the lines of either a microbiota, which kind of looks like a juniper / cypress. It is a cypress, so it should look like one.
Okay.
But you can keep that small. It can get like 4 to 6 feet. Will tolerate a good amount of shade. Lycosaway.
I've seen something. I can't put anything that grows more than 2 feet tall. 3 feet
okay.
max.
All right. So
would the microbiota still work?
It could get 4 to 6, but you could prune it to stay a little bit more compact. It kind of flows and does its thing.
Okay.
But you could prune it back. Another option would be like a lycosaway.
Lycosaway
has green. Lycosaway, yeah. It does have flowers, but it stays evergreen throughout the season. That would
okay.
be a good option. And then on top of that, you could look at like a dwarf mountain laurel, right? Or Kalmia.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. Right. What is it? Is it a certain family?
Look for the dwarf. There's one, I believe, called Elf that stays like 2 to 3 feet max. That style is where I would look at going. And that's the Kalmia family. Elf is the one I know the best.
I'll check that one out. And by the way, you know, when you talk about seed, it's not too early to put seed down, right?
No, perfect time to do it. I'd wait till after today because of the amount of rain that could
sure.
come through here today.
Yep.
Just put it down tomorrow. It's a perfect time because of the rain's going to help wash it in and water it thoroughly at the beginning. So good time to do it, definitely.
Now, having said that, I know you always talk about save some seed so you can reseed. What's the latest you think you can go into the season to do an overseed that you just reseeded a bare spot?
Anytime, honestly. You can go,
yeah.
Seriously, as long as you can water it, you can put seed down pretty much any time of the year.
Interesting.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That'll wrap us up for the day. Be good to each other out there. Get out there, plant something. We'll talk to you next week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.